now from coal to hot buttered soul. The British have had a long love affair with American soul music. In the 1960s, London clubs were grooving to the sounds of Motown, and small groups of soul fans popped up all over Britain. Fast forward 40-plus years, and the British are making their own soul music and doing it with great success. Just ask our music critic, Chris Nixon.
What is it about us Brits and soul music? We've loved it, danced to it, and devoured it for more than four decades. But lately, in a lovely twist, we've been sending it back home to America.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car.
The recent wave began in 2003 with a teenage Joss Stone. She emerged with a voice far beyond her years and a natural, eerie affinity for vintage soul.
My baby, he's all. Don't you know he is some kind of wonderful? Yes, he is some kind of wonderful. He is some kind of wonderful.
But what no one imagined was that she was simply paving the way for a wave of British soul singers like Karen Bailey Ray. If Stone is Otis Redding and Stax Rawness majestically reborn, Karen Bailey Ray has the smoothness of the OJs and Philadelphia Soul. It's a sound that's brought her three Grammy nominations. And the next big thing is already here. James Morrison, a young singer raised in Middle England. Here in the UK, he's already sold 500,000 copies of his debut, Undiscovered. With strong echoes of Stevie Wonder in his voice and a pop feel to the songs, you can hear more than a touch of Motown in his music.
Closed eyes, bigger lines. I get so tempted just to let it ride sometimes. Looks good, tastes bad. It makes me wonder where I buried all the dreams I had. All I see is a less good version of a man.
These are the big commercial successes, but there's also a burgeoning underground scene centered around the monthly Soul Family Club Night in London. Terry Walker is an emerging name in that crowd. Her third album, I Am, has a lovely fresh sizzle that's funky and liberating. When she sings, you feel she's lived every joy and heartbreak and isn't afraid of them. Maybe that's why we love soul so much. It expresses the passion our British reserve generally keeps inside. Or perhaps the music has a resonance that goes beyond most pop. Or maybe it's just one of those inexplicable fatal attractions. Whatever the reason, soul is back, and the Brits are doing it.
We heard the music of Terry Walker, James Morrison, Karen Bailey Ray, and Joss Stone. Our critic is Chris Nixon.